Did you ever eat that? The real thick
part? I never did, but a lot of people love buttermilk, you know, rather than sweet milk.
Mm-hmm.
But my children always rather have the sweet milk.
Mm-hmm.
But all year, when we was raising our children, we had our milk and butter and our... We thought we couldn't live then raise two big hogs.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you put the milk in when you milked the cow?
Oh, we had big old pails.
Made out of metal or something?
Metal. Mm-hmm. I just set that on that cow and just...
Mm-hmm.
But after the boys went to get big enough, I taught them how to, and I turned the milking over to them.
Oh, okay.
they wanted to learn how to milk, you know. Mm-hmm. But after they did that, they kind of sorry they learned how.
Now, was there any particular way that you talked to the cow to tell them to stay still?
Saw. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that way they knew
they
should.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you ever make cheese out of the clabber or something like that?
I never did do that.
Okay.
Just had the... Well, I sold all the milk. All the extra milk I had, that lady would buy every bit.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any pails that were made out of wood that you might use for water or something?
See, one time we had a cedar water bucket. I'm not sure, but most times they were made out of metal.
Okay.
When we first moved down there, honey, the well was just out in the backyard. But later on, the company, see, it belonged to Kendall Company. Later on, they put water in my house, put me a bathroom in my house, and I was living uptown then.
What'd you have before you had the bathroom in the house?
I had a toilet way out next to the railroad, way out there where there's some canes, you know, kind of make a blind for it.
Mm-hmm.
But long when we got the bathroom in the house and the water in the house, I was living uptown, honey. I didn't have to come up those 6 or 8 steps with that bucket of water, draw it up, you know, with the wind that's blowing out of them. And oh, that was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But back when I bring the children up when we were small, I had an ice box for ice. I had an oil stove to cook. But later on, when they fixed the water in my house, I got me an electric refrigerator and a electric stove, and I was living uptown. I know what it is to live hard, honey, because uh-huh. my husband's the only one that worked that made the living for the family.
Because uh-huh.
I never did work. Mm-hmm. You know, the children were all grown. Just mm-hmm. what he made on the job.
Right.
And we had big gardens. Oh, we had big gardens. And we'd freeze and can stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. We had canned refrigerators. Canned green beans and corn. And we didn't go hungry. Had plenty of milk and butter.
Where did you...
chickens and eggs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where'd you milk the cows at?
Most of the time the pasture came up pretty close to the back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time we had a feed trough out there. Now, if the weather was bad, we had a barn out there, so two stalls for cows.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get them out there. But the weather's all right. We just had feeding places out there next to the gate, you know, just a little piece down from the house. They knew, you know, that's where they'd come to get their feed.
Okay.
They need all kinds of help.
Did you have a fenced-in place around the barn to keep the cows and mules?
Not around the barn. The pasture came up pretty close to the back.
Okay.
They had to take the cows out and put them in the barn.
Uh-huh.
The barn.
Okay.